Мы начинаем наше очередное действие, очень мощное, воодушевляющее. Сейчас мы попробуем именно практически прикоснуться к тому, что называется реализация методики интегрального образования и воспитания.
Добрый день, меня зовут Миша. Неделю назад я услышал на подготовке к конгрессу, это было ровно неделю назад, была передача, в которой Рав сказал, что все, что мы на сегодняшний день изучали...
During the week, a week ago, since we started the preparation of the convention, I heard that Rav said that all that we learned so far in the Wisdom Kabbalah is theory, and integral education is the practical implementation. It's kind of like insulting. 15 years I've been studying Wisdom of Kabbalah, and now people are going to go into practicality, but it's the same thing. Simply, if I'll take the definition, Wisdom of Kabbalah, what is Kabbalah? Do you remember how Baal HaSulam defined it? We're not in circles. He said basically it's the revelation of the Creator to the creatures in our world. So let's say if I say, take 1,000 people and I'll place them there, and I'll say each, what does he think that the Creator is? So what is the revelation of the Creator to the creatures in our world? There'll be 1,000 opinions. And Baal HaSulam went and explained this. And now that there's understanding and attainment, the Creator is known as the quality of bestowal, how He's revealed in the will to receive. And our world is what I feel in my five senses. That's already more or less understood. And what's the revelation of the quality of bestowal in a person, in humanity? It's when you're in this world, meaning a person that's in this world feels this world in his five senses. And I can also say it in a different way. In integral education, we can say that the revelation of the connection between people, as we sit in circles, what's changed? Nothing. When I said revelation of the Creator to the creatures, and when I talk about revelation of the connection in circles, it's kind of the same thing. Of course, as a result of the language, everything changes. Because throughout 5,000 years, it has already been through our genes, the word Kabbalah. Not too long ago in Israel, people still think that Kabbalah is that you take a cat, you drink its blood. I don't know, even educated regular people. Yeah. Now to come and to explain to them that the wisdom of Kabbalah is a connection between people, well... Let's say, leave 5,000 years. Look at the last 500 years. So we have a little less than that. So it's best for us to use the language of integral education because the essence does not change in it. Then it's clear that other than that, all that we've studied in the Wisdom of Kabbalah is theory, and now we're working practically. Practically, we can now see how this all works. Many people are already engaged in this. Many people have already truly been going out, and we know that all the problems in our life is as a result of a lack of connection between people. Whether it's health or financial problems, you ask a concrete question to a person, he comes to the opinion that, yes, it's just the relations between people. So what are we going to do now? Probably everyone heard. We sat, we gathered the young group. Now, we're already going to first of all do a basic course of integral education and later a course of instructors, educators to understand what I'm going to be doing for others. I need to understand. And then on Sundays, and then during the February convention, we're going to take all the lecturers, all those that are engaged in integral education, and we're going to make a community out of it in which you will receive the information of the people in Chile or Brazil or the United States, or we're going to exchange our experiences, we'll ask Rav questions, because at the moment we're entering into this method. And this knowledge has never spread to people who want to hear about it. Each of us heard, he came from some spiritual search, and here we're talking with people that the truth of the matter is not really interested in that. We're going through a special period We will have many questions that we're going to solve together. And such a connection, it's an immense experience that through these 2 hours of connection that we will be able to absorb throughout from the internet. So to continue, Mushi, the only thing that changes is the language. The simply change everything to a different language. And there's a system, a whole system of instruction and dissemination of the method, this new language, this new process, as that all the people actually are going to have to go through, all of humanity, in order to come to connection and unity. And I will tell you what this system is to the point, what the dissemination and study are. Meaning, we already have several projects already that you can call them massive projects, that professionals are working on them. Each of us can find a place there, and everyone can use his desires and his habits and his knowledge. And with that, to come to this goal that we've defined already, we need to take the whole world. The first project is the Happy Childhood. It's a wonderful project, and we've been dealing with this. Actually, it's a very powerful project. Already more than 30 of our centers are included in it. We do all kinds of events of Integra education in libraries, and also the project has moved to create, where is this method? Will it be approachable to parents and to everyone? And the next project that we can now find is INFO. It's where will the study courses under the different categories of integral education going to be from all the directions. And now this site is already starting to be filled up. And it's not just for external people, but also for those who want to become instructors, professionals. So we have a course for study. It's called The Method. You can learn it from afar, online, whoever has a group, you can do it together in the group, and then become an expert. An expert in transferring such, in presenting such circles, and not to forget that there's all kinds of nuances and methodical things there. And you can bring an example, like you can pass it onwards in under the framework of a certain project, and so on. Next, we have the project called Krugi TV. It's the whole roundtables and their implementations. Everything is concentrated in this site. The roundtables work virtually. It's very comfortable for our friends that are individuals and alone there physically. You can also be included in this and to somehow operate under the framework of the projects in order to use this force. If I want to go out on my own, then I won't be able to pass on this force. But if I'll go out with my friends under the framework of this force, this energy that comes out of the center, then there will be a completely different result, different possibilities, and a different feeling. And another project that I would like to mention is the Global Sphere. It's work with
вот, проводятся мероприятия в антикафе и так далее. То есть это игры, это круглые столы.
It's actually work with scientists and roundtables, meaning it can ignite everyone, it can uplift the audience also. It's very creative, it's new, you can get included with it. So that you will know that after the end of the convention, in order to realize what we've done here, this is the internal part, this is the connection of the group, this is the connection from above, and the more external part is the connection with the whole world, to bring this force of unity that actually it's a project that you can be integrated with, to unite with together. This is what we're here for, actually. So it works out that we become professionals for the connection between people. We organize the connection between people. We don't always say this, but we understand why we're doing this. We know that everything in the world is only towards the unity, and we can explain it to all people. The truth is such a question awakens. I studied the wisdom of Kabbalah, and the wisdom of Kabbalah is more for me. If I don't implement this method, I start to unite and to connect the rest of the people. As it's written from Baal HaSulam, a person, when he is born, his life is given to him. Either he himself acquires the quality of a soul, or at least he makes sure that others will acquire this quality of a soul. And that's why a person was given life. And in essence, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we understand that we need to come to this, and Rav talked about this today in the lesson, that we need I'm sitting and I'm asking for the Creator to give me the force of connection. How can I, who's sitting here, press on that point where I ask for the quality of a soul? In essence, it sounds like impossible. If I'm studying, if I don't engage in it, clips, let's say, or I can't ask for it for myself. I can't cheat the Creator because it depends on my desire. So we say, if in practicality it's me going and connecting other people. So people, I have to sit like every course to do circles, to moderate circles. Let's say I'm Kostya, that I'm doing some kind of sandwich for something, and it'll go out and give it out to others. It's not that now we're making lectures from everyone. It doesn't matter. Maybe I'm going to travel with someone in the train and I'm trying to make a group from them, or at work, or I make a movie or a clip that later millions of people will see and will be impressed and moved. Meaning, in essence, if we're talking about the fact that this is our purpose, to come to such a request to which the Creator will answer, then without me starting to connect other people, I will not come to that demand. Meaning we need the investment of each and every one, whatever it is. If each will invest himself in this with his abilities, then the truth is that all of us together will attain this goal, this result, a great result. And once again, we need to learn how to do this. So I'm going to ask everyone to be included in this project. And now we're going to move to the interesting practical part. Okay, so make a serious face.
Весело, с улыбкой и с радостью. Мы сейчас заставим сами себя включиться, подвигаться.
Because one way or another, it's going to work with a smile. So let's first of all free ourselves up a little bit. We're going to play a game. It's called Changing Winds. In the move from one action to another, I'm going to ask all those who think themselves in the hall to be men to stand up. Okay, now all those who stood up, exchange places between you and sit again in different chairs.
Так, по-моему, не хватило еще, да? Да, вот такое испытание вчера
поднялось. I think not yet. Okay, here we did it. Who was at the bonfire yesterday? Please stand up. Not bad, not bad. We checked in the same opportunity also that. That's also a very good organization. Also, please, all those who stood up, exchange places. In a more energetic way, friends. And friends, I'm asking again for that have a blue band on their hand to stand up. Yes, yes. And change places, kind of in a coincidental way.
На всякий случай проверим, а у кого на руке красная ниточка?
And in any case, let's make sure who has a red string on their hand. A red band. Very good. Okay. Stand up those that feel smaller. And also you change places. It looks like it's everyone. Okay, as long as we're moving, we will start in a minute to divide all kinds of colorful bands, but now we're going to play with our destiny. Each pull one of these papers, each gets a note, whatever he feels like. Those that received read it, get to know it. We're working with different audiences, as you know.
Очереди, вы найдете, определите и опишите эту аудиторию. Что она, какие у нее желания, чего не хватает этой аудитории? Возможно, у нее есть какие-то характерные проблемы.
Now we need to understand what desires this audience has. It could be that they have certain problems about their attributes, specifically their properties. They may have different expectations. But what's important is that
войдите в эту аудиторию, пропитайтесь, станьте. Вот я уже вижу, по-моему,
что is to bring it to something round. I think that the coal diggers, which is the mission that this circle got here, coal workers, you're going to be as such. You have 10 minutes, you're going to become what's written for 10 minutes.
Нам достались шахтеры. Я думаю, это люди, которые
we got the role of coal workers. I think that these are people that are very strong in their desires in attaining their goals. And if they decided about something, they always materialize it. They always realize it. They took upon themselves a great burden and a great goal in order to truly provide for their families. And people who choose such a profession, what they're lacking is really light under all the meanings of the word. And it would be very important for them, the topic of health. What problems do they have? What problems do they have? I've never met coal workers, but I think that it's a profession that passes from generation to generation. So therefore, maybe there's a problem now that their sons don't want to be coal diggers, and the fathers still want, and there's a certain conflict between them, a conflict between the generations. And I think that coal workers are those that can overcome great difficulties. They're very strong people, and people that one way or another, whether aware or not, are trying to bring benefit to the public, to the society. And I'm sure that what gives them the strength to go through all of this is the sensation that they're doing something good, something that is needed by everyone. Therefore, I think that these are people that are, that you really can penetrate into and come to. These are people that are, in a corporeal level, are very connected. They have a certain responsibility. And every smallest mistake can cause death there of others. So they're already connected. We even know that by the source of the coal, there's always, they always live together. It's like a whole city, a whole town. And with that, I think that they don't know truly the essence of connection. And maybe that meaning is what will bring for them the new direction. Meaning we need to invert it somehow for them so that they will feel what it is really. So it's really, it's not just what they have right now so far. Well, really, these are people that rise above themselves in order to provide for their families. It's something that reminds me of the mountain climbers. They're missing something social, maybe environmental, that will show them, if it's a city, once again, it's those same coal diggers, they need to feel that there are other people that are supporting this, that you can be connected with. They're already in some kind of giving because they're really in inhumane conditions. And it's really important when they're underground there for them to feel that sensation of unity, of mutual guarantee. Okay, you said everything. I actually really know this profession, these people. These are people that feel really a great responsibility towards everyone. It's group work, responsibility. Whoever is upstairs, up above, has a great responsibility for those that are below. There's a true connection there. These are people that are truly willing and are ready for this connection. These are people that they're not spoiled, and they're men that are connected. I think you said everything. They for sure will be ready for something new because they really have a routine. And where they are, there is a society of sorts that, and they have the same daily framework. There's no changes from day to day. Okay, these are tough guys that go down for a few days underground. They don't see light. They don't see their relatives. They're under dangerous, constant dangerous conditions. Okay, these are also very sensitive people. They're sensitive to the connection between them and the attitudes between them. And also towards the whole subject of them maintaining their tools, I don't think there's something to discuss there. Maybe their problem is that they really don't find the right connection. Maybe the whole topic of that they speak about is work and things like that. But I think that they're also searching for a certain stability, because stability is always very important for them. I also think that they're, on one hand, very materialistic people. We hear about their strikes many times. And I think that also the whole topic of their salary is very important for them. How to provide for their families. There's a problem there. They require vacation. They need vacation. They're limited in the choice of their occupation. If they have fallen where they've fallen, in a city of co-workers, then they don't have where else to go. What remains for them is work in the coal mines. And whoever already said, you can complete and continue the circle. Well, because they spend a lot of time together, I think that a very important thing for them in this environment is for them to have conditions, the best conditions for work, and even more to unite between them and to work in greater comfort, improved comfort. Well, they probably live together, work together, everything together. Probably they truly spend a lot of time together, and beyond the work, their time together, and this time should be taken advantage of. Meaning they already have the external framework for unity. Only what's missing is the content of that unity. And only when you start to appreciate each other truly, and usually you don't really appreciate the other at work. It's like that, it's as usual. But I think that the subject matter of security is really important. And each has to really feel that the other is a guarantor to him. Okay, you start to feel everything a little bit more from all the different angles. Let's connect together. Let's give applause to each other. And now, as usual, our mission. Why did you think we're doing all this? Let's move to our task, and let's try now in a creative manner. This is not a lecture in any ways, but something original, a certain slogan, a certain pyramid that we're going to build, that we're going to build a certain content for, some product that will give people the ability to understand that in unity they have a solution. Maybe it's a flash mob or some case incident in the street, maybe some guerrilla action that will happen outside. So that we will be able to use meaning, so there will be something integral and creative. But this time we're going to give you 15 minutes. Let's try for each to talk no more than like half a minute. Each will bring up his ideas and will come to a final product. I already imagined to myself how in the center of the group there will be a lot of creativity. Here, look at this circle here.
И что важно, чтобы все поучаствовали в этой демонстрации. Поэтому сейчас все поучаствуйте в разработке, а потом всем кругом вы нам покажете, что получилось.
And let's now show what exactly...
Итак, сейчас...
Don't worry, worst comes to worst, we'll postpone lunch by 2 hours. I'm kidding. But now, according to the rules of the round table, the workshop, we're going to develop an original product, some message, a song, something, some marathon, some idea, some, I don't know, balls that are going to fly in space and something can be written on them, whatever you want, any idea that will be suitable to you, don't ask us what the idea is. The most creative you can that will be suitable for that audience that you were trying to address in the previous part, as long as it'll be suitable for them and adapted to them properly. Please, we're going to do it. You're the creative ones. You can bring it in a direct manner, just like that. Unity is a solution, or to adapt it a little bit better. You're deciding, please. Okay, I understood that we need to do an advertisement for Unity, so maybe I would do a certain slogan of 4 lines. And it would be written something in the center of our work. I have a feeling that really we're also similar in our engagement to coal diggers. We need to advertise some kind of workshops to make it something on a regular basis, weekly. We have to rent halls and to do there. Doesn't matter what you're engaged in, but simply so it will give them the strength to connect between them and advance them onwards in their difficulties. Okay, I don't have any true idea, but maybe it's 4 simple lines. And really something regular that will repeat itself, so we'll give them a framework for Unity.
Не знаю, но может быть... Интегральные каски, которые связаны между собой.
It could be that we give them integral helmets that connect between them, so we'll give them a way to work together.
Думаю, приспособлением подарить там каски какие-нибудь там с надписью МИО там или с кругом там на каске нарисованным. Кирку какую-нибудь тоже там, где будет.
Maybe something that will really appear.
Я не буду оригинальным.
On the helmet, some slogan that will be written on the helmet, or some picture that will remind them. Okay, I think that the helmet can be really a good idea, so it'll be on the helmet.
Семинары, круги, сказать, что вы очень много...
We need to develop for them the concept of workshops, to remind them that you are together a lot, you're dependent on each other, and this support can be strengthened to give security and confidence to each other, and to connect between you and give it mutual guarantee and give it content every week.
Вот продолжая Максима, я думаю, что можно им прорекламировать такие, знаете, как у врачей перед сменой летучки по 5 минут.
Maybe like
зависят очень друг от друга перед
with doctors, let there be kind of like 5 minutes together.
10-минутные собрания.
I think that
это настраиваются на весь день и что они взаимосвязаны. Ну вот что такое.
Почему-то сразу нарисовалась тележка, в которой...
Something that will remind them that they're together and so on.
Они так горят, как будто это клад они нашли. Можно прорекламировать...
I immediately felt of a certain picture of hearts that are connected together and on, are on fire. That they're going there in order to take out as much coal as possible, but that there's also... that what they're digging is really the unity between them. And are filling their wheelbarrows with unity and bringing it up. Okay, my idea was really heard. Before every time they go down, some 5 minutes that will remind them about responsibility, maybe an integral flashlight on their helmet, so it'll be there for them all the time. I think that really they're such tough guys, and they're sitting, drinking together probably after work. They want to kind of rest a little bit. I would recommend a certain game for them for connection. Something active. Probably some game that there are no losers in it. Well, we need to develop it.
Не такие одноминутные игры, а это как бы серьезные игры на 3-4 часа, а даже может на несколько дней, чтобы они ждали следующей части игры и в этом.
Something of 3-4 hours even. So that they'll wait for the next part. And their whole everything will connect between them, some game of waves. I think that it's that same rare condition where we can actually talk about our VUT and mutual guarantee and codependency, and I would continue the topic of the game, or that we will all win or we're all losing, and this can truly cause something really bad. I would bring them a game like that. To that game also their bosses and those that are responsible for their security. I know that there's quite a few incidents in which someone who's responsible for their security fails, and therefore there are cases of death there. Meaning all those that are responsible in one way or another to put them into that game in order to constantly remember that they're responsible for others through many games. Okay, friends, as much as I understand, if we understand the mission, if it's truly a game, then we need to develop the game itself right now. You have before you now a gang of coal diggers. You need to ignite them with some game, or to put on them this integral flashlights on their helmets. Meaning, what are we going to do? What are we going to recommend to them? Maybe really some simple game. Let's develop it. We need to express it and present it now. Let's try to develop it right now in this circle. Really, it's very difficult to bring a game. We need to be something minimalistic, not complex. And really, they already have the matter of unity operating in them. For the time being, nothing's coming to my mind. Maybe someone has something? We thought about a name. We thought about accountants, but then we had balancing happiness. Maybe here also to invent something, a name for the game. Maybe a common achievement, something like that. As the game, maybe, yes, a happy achievement, an achievement of happiness, retaining happiness, just as we attain the goal. in any way, nevertheless, there has to be something that will unite them all day long.
Человек, который принимает решение, это работодатель. Если его заинтересовать в том, что наши программы, игры, семинары, пятиминутки, планерки, они действительно дадут какую-то им пользу.
Well, really, our games are... They need to give them a certain benefit, also a practical benefit. Maybe the... You need to see that so they'll be less sick, more benefit, more productivity in the final product. We need to realize it in life.
И можно придумать такую игру, ну, например, под названием.
It could be that they're also believing in all kinds of beliefs and signs and things that maybe you can develop a game that you need to connect between them to bring them.
И то есть, если у вас с утра получилось это, вы пришли к конечному
результату. A common solution.
Вы можете спокойно спускаться.
And if you've come to some common solution, you can actually go down. And if the game was successful, you can go down, and your day will be a good day. It'll be a very successful day.
Может быть,
well, in my opinion, if it's going to be a game, really, then maybe. To present it that in the game,
что каждый освещает свет другому, и они приходят в какое-то место.
Each provides light to the other.
Что-то, не знаю, единое, то, что необходимо всем.
And they come to the same place where everyone needs it.
Может быть, это много угля.
I don't know. In the end, maybe.
Может быть, это вообще что-то абстрактное.
It will be a greater salary or a lot of coal or something abstract, but.
И если ниточки порвутся, то.
Maybe some kind of.
Все это получат.
Connection like strings between the helmets, so not everyone will receive this common prize. Well, I like the game of pencils when we pick up these pencils and you try. Do you know the game where you have to hold the pencils with the tips of your fingers? You take the pencils and you pass them like this. And we're given a test. Let's say to whistle together, do something together. We need to feel everyone together in order to not drop it. We can hold not pencils, but those helmets or something that really belongs to coal diggers. I also think that it's good that if we have a good solution and they come to the end, then they go down, and if not, then they're not going down. With a certain measure. I mean, there needs to be some kind of measure for the success of the common game. If we succeed, we're going down to work together. Meaning you're not playing one against the other, but rather we're playing somehow against the dangers that might be, or some still thing, something that can bother our connection. The question is, if they do go down, then they should know that the danger increases if they won't unite in the game. They need to know that in advance. I think that they need to give them maybe a cast on their hands, and they'll, only the fingers can move, and if he wants to eat, then he can only feed his friend. And if he wants to drink, then also only his friend can bring him to drink. I saw it once in a certain movie. It really brings an impression. I can't feed myself ever. In such a way for them to eat and drink. It's a game, yes, but let them do that once and succeed. And when the prayer will be born, we take the cast off. Okay. I also really like the idea of a game, but I have no idea how to make them curious so that they will do such a thing or how to publicize it. Well, in 5 minutes, we're going to have to show it, friends. Maybe this game. So those coal diggers who will see us will have to want it. We need to add something attractive to it, some kind of advertisement to it. Okay, we're really thinking that they really think that they're united all the time, but bottom line is, from within, do they have this connection? There needs to be a certain measurement that will make them understand. They can play the treasure game where you have to search for a treasure. Do you remember? We would leave all kinds of notes when we were kids, and you'd go from note to note and get clues, and you know, some kind of, it's a little childish, but so there'll be some adrenaline in it. Okay, we don't have to really put cast, we can use the sticks that we can wrap on our hands. Well, maybe you can work with a friend for 30 years and still not penetrate into him, not to connect with him. After all, we operate through habits, through something very basic, without getting too deep in it. I think that here specifically, we can and we should pay attention who you're working with. Come and get to know him a little closer. I already don't know what I can add. I think that we can use here.
Вообще есть идея такая, чтобы объединить всех шахтеров в России или в мире даже.
We always get new tools, maybe really to do a certain kind of bridge connection, a television bridge between them, a certain program between them, something virtual between them, so that there will be a connection without strikes. I think that all in all, they will be, if they could do one big strike and win, they'll get their conditions. Okay, friends, we finished the discussion about the product. Should we give an extension? Okay, 2 minutes only, in order to prepare to present what you made up. What's important is that the whole group needs to somehow be interactive and partnering on what you're going to present here. In 2 minutes, we're presenting.
Нет уж, давайте сводную съедим. Типа, бутылочки нет? Нет, бутылочка с минералом.
Там есть графин.
Давайте. Убедите графин. Ну, чтобы научиться доверять друг другу.
Может, мы их силой заставим?
История. Мне кажется, научиться доверять друг другу, почувствовать взаимозависимость и научиться доверять друг другу.
I think that we need to feel, to learn, to feel and be responsible for the other and be able to rely on the other. Here, these people that I went down with them, I need to feel responsible for them. I will continue. Maybe they have a lack of appreciation towards their work. No one knows who are the members of the coal workers, what they do exactly. They could be much more appreciated towards their profession for what they're doing. We can build a game towards that, I think. I really like the part of a person being desirable, appreciated. Okay, thank you to everyone for the work. First of all, let's give applause to each other. And now, let's give the maximal appreciation towards the great actors that are going to carry out the presentation for us. And it's actually everyone. First group will lead us.
Каждая группа сама решает, в какой форме им показывать.
Each group decides how to present it.
Называется «Шахтеры». Это люди, работающие под землей.
Our group are coal diggers. They're people that work under the ground. And here, the question is, will they succeed on this day or not? So let's give them applause before they present. Will they succeed in the game? Then they succeeded in this action in this day. So this is what we want to recommend to the coal workers, so that they will feel more responsibility and mutual guarantee, so they will feel that you can rely upon others. And the game is, we give them casts on their hands, so their hands will be like this. So I can't, in such a state, to feed myself or to give him to drink. And my friend, I can feed or give him to drink. And like this, we're going to work. Please. And how does it work with three? Show us with three.
Отличное шоу, я спасибо большое. Мечтаю быть тем шахтером. Мы переходим ко второй группе.
Я тоже мечтаю быть шахтером.
Wonderful show, guys. I'm already longing to be a coal worker with the cast.
Внимание.
Pay attention, friends. The next group. I will tell you how we came to the idea, to our idea. We're talking about students. We checked their needs and what they want, what they love. How to present it, we don't know. It's a little dangerous. In a moment, you'll understand. But we understood a few main needs they have. They need game, they need physical connection, something practical and interesting, and it has to end with a picnic. We start to remember what happened in our student days. And we are recommending paintball. We're going to invite them to altruistic paintball. And in it, the person who wins is not who kills as many as possible, but whoever saves as many as possible. Meaning to bring them such conditions to the game that whoever saves as many as possible, it'll be a group thing. Meaning the points are group points, and then we will be able to tell them what happened, someone from the side. So we're going to try to help. Show me, show us. Here, he's been saved. Oh, they saved someone. Imagine to yourself, huh? That's creative. Okay. Gleb, 1 second. We have already something is breaking. Lechaim that's breaking out here.
Так, это завершение пикником. И мы готовы слушать и смотреть на третью группу.
Okay, we're going to finish in a picnic, and we're ready to hear and see the next group.
Скажу потом. Раз. Нам досталась замечательная целевая аудитория. Это дачники. И поэтому мы решили такое действие провести, как интегральный пикник. Всех дачников пригласить. Сейчас мы...
Okay, we thought really about a picnic.
Дачники — это, видимо, те люди, которые готовы стать в пробках полдня, чтобы только
вырваться на кафе
и найти такое тихое место, где им комфортно, хорошо.
With us, it's, и этого им тоже не хватает. Summer home people. That was our target audience, people that have summer homes. And we're talking here about a common, shared picnic. Okay, so let's dig together. We want to do work together. And later we have to paint the fence together. And later we're going to have a picnic together.
И на пикник должен каждый принести что-то свое от себя. Самый соленый огурец, там, самую красивую розу.
And someone needs to bring something.
И это все общее.
You have to bring the best of his own to the picnic. The most sour pickle, the best meat for the thing, the best charcoal. So each brings something of his own to the picnic, and one person didn't come. And then we all together go to him, and we will try to help him to finish what he didn't finish, so that nevertheless he will come and won't feel ashamed. And there we will feel a special atmosphere, and we'll do a wonderful picnic, a shared feast together between all the summer home owners. You can also show it here. Here, right on the spot. Come, turn around. You have enough room there? Oh, you need chairs.
Не, придется выходить. Ну, может быть, сейчас там посмотрим.
Наша целевая аудитория такси.
You're gonna have to go out. We're talking about taxi drivers. That's our target audience.
Нет, все туда стоят. Все в очередь туда. Наша целевая аудитория таксисты. И мы решили снять такой вот.
Our target audience is taxi drivers, and we decided.
Приезжает репортер
to make a certain
просто здесь творится что-то неприятное, патовая ситуация. Все звонят на
перебой. Interviewer is going to come out from like from the radio or the TV is going to come out there. There's something extraordinary. All the customers are coming and they want to invite only one driver, and we have a huge line for this driver. And all the rest are not getting work, and we wanted to understand what's happening here. And we wanted to know why, how did this happen? Why specifically around you there's such a line? What's the thing? I went through the integral course. Okay, wonderful. Thank you to the taxi drivers. Now we are going to take the next group.
Бабушки нам достались.
Бабушки.
Ну, в общем, мы долго на самом деле рожали. Ну, в общем, смотрите.
Матрён, ты слыхала, что Мамыкина снимают? За разврат его, за пьянство, за дебош.
Давно пора. Давно пора. Вы что? Так, о, Люська пошла.
Юбки-то вообще не видно. Что творится-то?
Наши люди на такси в булочную не ездят.
А этот паразит какой?
А Валька стерва куда пошла вообще?
Вот раньше молодежь была, а сейчас одни проститутки да наркоманы.
Хочешь быть в курсе самых последних новостей с райончика? Приходи на круглую скамейку.
Ура, обязательно зайдем, когда будем бабушками, а теперь
выйти на ту сцену.
Друзья, мы поменяли
сцену. Okay, we also have a good future with the grandmas. Sorry for the no translation there. Yes, we have a virtual space here. We're moving.
Не, это не видно.
Next group.
Так, ну у нас попалась аудитория.
Okay, we have a not simple target audience.
Просто рабочие. Вот, и
simply workers, laborers.
Мы сделали такой интересный.
It wasn't simple to adapt something for them. Therefore, we did something special and interesting. These are like special overalls, very beautiful. And there are words, specific words on each overall. It will be written a word. When all these words are added to one slogan from one motto, if these laborers gather into this one slogan,
каждый из них представляет какую-то определенную специальность, да? То каждый из них может, я, например,
then each of them. Who even belongs to a different profession. Let's say I'm an electrician, so I can if we all gather together, we create a certain sentence, then I can do something for them for free. But the slogan is, this all can happen if we all connect together to one slogan with our overalls. Let's say the slogan.
Спасибо большое. Приглашаем следующую группу сразу.
We can hear it so good. It's something like, if we'll connect, we'll live happily. Very good. A wonderful, brilliant idea. Only when someone wants to do something for others or receive from others, you got to gather everyone. The next group. Please.
Наша аудитория такая очень четкая.
With us,
прямая. Короче говоря, солдат.
It was very clear.
Вот нам достали солдаты.
Soldiers were our target audiences.
Наш продукт это
агитбригады. We got the soldiers.
Бригады до того.
We know that. The propaganda department in the military is very important. They come to all kinds of battalions and raise their spirits. So our product is really the spirit committee. The spirit committee prepares them to already be in the corporeal profession that they're going to have. We enable them games. We're going to give them today a song.
И работа по душе. Скоро снимешь ты портянки, ждут тебя в Миво. Ну,
and something about taking your socks off and rest, and you will come to rest.
Ощущение плеча. Силу спайки, силу связки.
The feeling of a shoulder, the feeling of connection, and pass this on to your friend.
Спасибо.
A song that all the soldiers say together. Thank you.
Самой востребованной гражданской профессии. Пожалуйста, следующая группа.
And the next group.
И наш продукт. Наши дети.
We're mothers.
И вот однажды
and our product is our children.
на прогулку в садик,
once решили, что негоже each separately when we came to the kindergarten,
интегральными мамочками, и договорились, что
we decided to be integral mothers.
Интегральная мамочка, счастливый малыш. Я, например, берусь раз в неделю привозить.
And we're going to call this unity the happy baby, the happy child. I take upon myself.
А я, например, посижу со всеми малышами.
The mission, so let's say, bring food in the gatherings for everyone, and I commit to protect all the children when they do a certain meeting together. And I commit to teach them the things I know. And I will love them all.
Ну, а я, поскольку я врач, я буду лечить больную мамочку.
I am a doctor, I can help them if someone's sick.
И пусть они осваивают что-то новое, пусть даже маленькое.
I will find for them a game, and I'll give them something shared to do.
Мамочка готова всех сажать на горшок. Завязывать бантики, давать конфетки, пока вы будете объединяться в кругу, вот моя будет мой вклад в
совместную вместе. I am willing to take care of all the children, to give them candies, to put ribbons in their hairs. I love all the kids and I'll relate nicely to them.
Всех мамочек, потому что все дети будут в безопасности.
I'm willing to give.
И все мамочки тоже будут довольны и счастливы вместе.
Просто мечта какая-то, а не общество.
Give all the mothers. Okay, a true dreamy society in the next group.
Наша группа это туристы. Идея. Мы хотим показать туристу, что
received our target audience as tourists. We want to show the tourist that you can do
при этом не надо тратить обязательно количество
tourism
денег, в общем,
without leaving the city,
человек,
without spending money.
То есть их проводится, их you take 10 people, то есть там есть какие-то определенные условия, они чем-то ограничены. И вот первый
and we put them through stations and under certain limited conditions. They have to go through certain rules to develop a certain something for,
выкидывают из грузовика.
We don't have the rules of the game yet, but we're thrown off of a truck in a certain city.
И нам нужно добраться из
we're all naked, we're 10 men, and we need to come to go from point A to point B together and to understand how to get there, how to find clothes and so on. And how, what to do? Let's go in to a discussion. Okay, good. And we're going to walk like this in such a way.
На сцену.
The next group.
Мы так специально ожидали, чтобы вы нас забыли, потому что нам досталась очень такая почетная роль.
On purpose, we wanted for you to forget us.
Характеристика, три слова.
Teaching.
Это очень умные люди, ограниченные бюрократией и очень боящиеся детей.
We're talking about teachers. They're very smart people that are limited by bureaucracy and are afraid of the children.
И так далее, кроме как от детей. Поэтому они срываются, конечно же, только на детях. Но как бы цепочка такая.
It works out that they explode on the children, but it's like a chain reaction. And we're talking about a clip. We're going to show you the promo in a moment. Hello.
На вечер выпускной вечер,
I brought my students
прошло, да, как они
ending the graduation ceremony. It's 10 years and our students are finishing. I developed and educated, so let's see what's going on. Come tell us, Sergio, how was it? What are you doing today? I'm an alcoholic. Okay, not too bad. Well, okay. That's how it is in Russia. And Lucien, what about you? I'm standing here waiting so nothing will happen. And you were... I left the country and now living overseas. I'm a junkie without a home. I'm homeless. And then I understood that we need to change something. And here, 10 years later, I'm already a grandfather. I bought integral books. What's going on with you? I'm happy. And what about you? Everything is good, the family. I'm working as a teacher. Thank you. And you? Excellent. And how are your life? There are bombs to the eyebrows. Everything is good. Thanks to your books.
Бескрайних сугробов и хрустальных озер разожжем мы особый в нашем сердце костер. На бургане помеха, мы огонь сохраним, если станем навеки вместе все как один.
Тишина таежная, нам нужна надежная.
Кедры до неба, и охотится рысь, с пыли свяжется небо, и раскроется жизнь. Ночь наполнится светом нашей общей любви, и зима станет летом, лишь друзей позови.
Тишина таежная.